gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Anniversaries always create a lot of excitement, particularly if it's your wife's birthday or your wedding anniversary, and you've forgotten it.
No, I think you're wrong, Mr. Phillips. It's not a whiskey flush Mr. De Morgan's got. It's just the heat from the lights in the studio.
Gentlemen, please, I'm trying to make this announcement.
I suppose it's just possible that he's sickening for something, sir.
I'm as fit as a fiddle.
Not a bit of bout, of course.
Yeah, well, he's got it for a start, hasn't he?
I've not got it, whatever it is. I'm merely trying to make this announcement.
Not you done it up, mate. It's the voice that goes first, you know. One moment, here is the news. The next moment...
Do you mind? I'm perfectly well.
I wonder who they'll get to take Mr. De Morgan's place when he's gone.
Oh, they've got dozens of them. Broadcasting houses jam-packed full of them. They keep them in cupboards.
Do not keep us in cupboards.
Skin flints.
Now, look here, will you all shut up? I've had more than enough of this. I'm not standing for any more. I'm here to make this announcement. To make it, I will. Understand?
That's another sign, of course.
Short temper.
Or part of a fever, I suppose.
Which would account for the whiskey flush. Mm.
Shut up.
Oh! Oh, well, common. Still, one must not titter at the afflicted.
I'm perfectly well. At least, I was feeling all right.
Then make your announcement whilst there's still time, old man.
Thank you. There's an anniversary aboard HMS Cowbridge in the near future, which is why Lieutenant Murray has called a meeting in the wardroom.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir? And I can explain, sir. It was a pure coincidence, sir. It must have been someone who looks like me that nicked it, sir. I'm having this trouble all the time, sir.
Relax, Pertwee. Nothing's missing.
Or at least if it is, we haven't missed it yet.
So, that's a relief. I wouldn't know what you're referring to, I'm sure, sir.
Wouldn't you? Well, as soon as this is over, I shall inspect the ship immediately, because something has vanished for a cert.
No, sir, the £6.10... you wish to see me, sir?
Not much, but I suppose we'd better.
It's about next Thursday, Chief.
I'm sorry, sir, I've got an appointment. An appointment. Terrible shame, sir. What a shame. Oh, what a shame. Oh, I'd love to have been there, sir. Oh, yes, I would. Oh, but it's urgent, sir. The M.O. wants to give me treatment for the old war wound, sir.
I didn't know he was wounded, Jerry.
He wasn't. He merely got a certain part of his anatomy stuck on the barbed wire whilst trying to break into the Wren's quarters on VE night.
Oh, nasty.
Yes, very nasty. And what's more, looked at sober, she wasn't worth it.
Yeah, well, forgetting your wartime experiences for a moment.
If you've ever been impaled on barbed wire, sir, take it from me, you can't forget them.
Yeah, be that as it may, Chief, I was talking about next Thursday.
So you were, sir.
I was merely wondering what we were going to do about it.
Well, we could sandwich it between Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, shut up. It just so happens that I found out that next Thursday is the Padre's birthday.
Oh!
Ah!
Skint, likewise.
Oh, come now, Jeff. We must buy him something.
What had you in mind, sir? A font?
Or possibly a new lead for his dog collar?
No. On the other hand, I suppose we could get him something from the Army and Navy surplus store. I said the Army and... surplus. The thing they wear with... I thought... That's just the way I tell them.
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh. Well, anyway, what are we going to do about the Padre's birthday? We'll have to make up our minds quickly, because you know how he hangs about in the wardroom all the time.
Greetings to all assembled here under.
Oh, lovely to see you, Padre. Just popping in for something on your way somewhere else, were you?
Hardly. I've just done my rounds, so I thought I'd nip down here for a bit of our lounge about.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't let me interrupt you, chaps. If you want to carry on with your discussion, don't mind me, Chatham.
But how can we when you're... jolly kind of you, Padre.
Yeah, extremely. Now, what were we...
You signed said that...
And in my view, we should...
On the other hand, we
as long as you know who doesn't...
No, that would ruin the whole...
Are you sure you don't want to go somewhere, Padre?
No, thanks, old chap, I've just been.
Yes. Yeah, you told us, of course. You sure you didn't miss anybody out when you were doing rounds, sir?
No. I went on to all the messes and cleared them up. One can but try, Mr. Phillips. One can but try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dear God, has anyone seen my morning paper? Has it occurred unto me that the time has verily come for me to have a bit of a bash at my crossword?
Terribly sorry, Padre. I think you'll find it in my cabin.
Tish. Now, in order not to disturb your good works, I shall have to go unto there and get the Terrashar back myself.
Thank goodness for that. I thought he'd be here forever.
Now, quickly, before he comes back, what are we going to do about his birthday?
Awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, well, one can hardly give him a year's subscription to Girls, Giggles and Gartners, can one?
Not really.
He'd probably love it.
Yes, but not officially. Perhaps we could get him something in silver.
Paper?
Ridiculous. We'll have to raise more money somehow. Apart from anything else, we'll have to hold a wardroom party for him.
Do you think we might find something that he'd like in my Uncle Ebenezer's emporium, sir?
And having seen Nunky's store, I'd say it's highly unlikely that the Padre would want a ship's bell belonging to a ship whose captain is doing his nut trying to find it.
Probably ours.
I'm sure I've got no idea what you're incinerating, sir.
Now then, it's settled that we have a wardroom party on Thursday evening. Better ask old Thunderguts and Mrs. Povey, I suppose.
And the Admiral, sir?
Why?
Because he usually brings a couple of bottles or chucks a quid or two into the kitties.
Yes, of course. In that case, definitely the Admiral. I've never really noticed before. Does Captain Povey ever contribute anything to these dues?
Oh, yes, sir. He donates Mrs. Povey.
And that's hardly what's meant by giving generously.
Yeah, quite. Well, get the galley to organise a cake, will you, Chief?
Right, sir.
Just an ordinary one. No pink ice replicas of York Minster with marzipan stained glass windows and chocolate slates on the roof.
Leave it to me, sir.
Splendid. Now, all we have to decide is what to give the Padre as a birthday.
Back again, Joe.
Present company accepted, of course.
Oh, absolutely, sir. And beautifully changed gear, sir.
I found your morning paper yet, Padre?
No, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, what a shame. I expect you wanted to look up your horoscope, as it's so near your...
Sorry, pardon.
I was forgetting that we're not supposed to let on that we know the next Thursday work standing round here in the wardroom, isn't it?
Well, it was certainly very warm for a moment there, sir.
Yes, Mr. Manager, perhaps we'd better adjourn me for this discussion call until a later date, sir.
Yeah, very well, Chief, but keep the subject in mind, won't you? A solution has got to be found to the problem quickly.
No, can I help in any way? I mean, a problem shared is a problem solved.
Now, that's the thought. Now, why don't we ask the Padre what he wants?
Out, Mr. Phillips, out! The Padre is trying to read his paper.
No, he's not. I still haven't found it.
What? Oh, do beg your pardon, Padre. I've been sitting on it all the time. Here you are.
Oh, at last. Thank you very much. My goodness, it is warm. And you'll put a crease right down the middle of my sit-back and personal collar.
Oh, nasty.
Hold on this way, Mr. Phillips, sir. Meeting adjourned temporarily. We'll meet up again later.
What for? Oh, of course, we've got to discuss what we're going to buy the party.
Out, Mr. Phillips! Come, walkies, out!
Hello, Edna. There's my little ray of shining pumpkin-mitty-mitty-mitty, then, eh? My, you're looking more radiant than ever this bright, shiny moon.
Goodness gracious, and what, oh, an English rose, to be sure.
Not a penny.
How can you possibly think that I...
And I'm not backdating any leave passes either.
Have I asked for so much as a single solitary favour?
No, but I recognise the signs. Any time you don't bash through that door and don't say, "What you duck, stone me, ain't you getting stout?" I know you're after something.
Oh, I'm after something, all right.
Well, you're not getting it. If you're after what I think you're after, you certainly aren't.
Miss Chasen, Madam Naval Lady.
That settles it. You are after something.
Merely an interview with your respected boss, that grand old sea dog, beloved by us all, Captain Purvey. Oh, well.
Good heavens. You're going to take him for every penny he's got.
With any luck at all, yes, nothing at the court. Nothing at the time. Nothing is further from my think box. I just wanted to take up a few minutes of his valuable time.
To do him rotten.
Exactly. Who got out of the wrong side of the bed then, eh?
That is something you're never likely to know about. I'll just see if Captain Purvey's available.
Captain Purvey here.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee would like to see you, sir.
They turn to walk round outside and have a peep through my office window. And look as long as he likes.
Oh, dear, everybody is far too whimsical for me this morning.
No, indeed, Red Chasen, I can give him 10 minutes.
Oh, it shouldn't take that long, sir. He's right here. He should make it in about 30 seconds.
Now who's being whimsical?
In you go, Chief. Captain Purvey will see you now.
Purvey,
come in.
Hi, most kind, sir. Most kind. Now... It's about next Thursday, sir. Yeah. In case it had escaped your notice, sir, it's our Padre's birthday, sir.
Really? Now, what are you going to give him?
A font? We have already had our giggle about that idea.
Then how about a set of gaiters in case he gets promoted?
You insist, I'm sure, sir. Look, it's merely that we thought that, we thought we'd have a bit of a niece at the board trout on Thursday night in the Padre's honours.
Well, you don't have to get my permission for that.
One realises that, sir. It's merely that, Mr. Murray and the rest of the wardroom have asked me to extend a welcome to you and your good lady, should you both be feeling inclined that evening.
I beg your pardon?
To join in the frivolity, son.
Oh, I see. That's extremely kind. I'm sure that Ramona and I would be delighted to, cut a rug.
Cut a rug? However long is it since you and Mrs. Poby went out, sir?
Oh, we like to be with it, you know. We had tango lessons through the post.
How terribly uncomfortable that must have been.
Yes, well, it wasn't that. All right, Pertwee, what is it you want?
Of course, you'll understand, sir, that on these occasions it's customary to bring a little something with one.
Oh, I shall, Chief. I shall bring Ramona.
Very kind, sir, very kind. I knew I was flogging a dead horse here.
Now, tell me, what are the ship's company really giving the Padre as a present?
Well, that is still the subject of a certain amount of controversy. A certain amount of controversification. A certain amount of controversy. A certain amount. We haven't got a flaming clue.
Yes, this is a bit difficult, isn't it?
Proper poser, sir. But we stuck with it.
Huh.
All the members of the wardroom got fed up with bashing their bonces about it, so they lumbered Pertwee with a lolly and told Pertwee to buy him something.
They actually handed the money over to you?
They were desperate, sir.
They must have been. Well, how about a pair of bedroom slippers?
Rejected, sir. I suggested that, but Mr. Phillips said that it wouldn't do at all for a judge of the clause.
Why ever not?
The word bedroom, sir. Far too sexy.
I know. How about getting him a new pipe? That evil smelling thing he puffs away probably belonged to Sir Walter Raleigh.
Captain Purvey, sir, you are a genius, sir. A genius. Never mind. why did none of us never think of that, eh?
Oh, congrats, sir, congrats. Well done, sir. Go to the top of the class. Go on, sir. Top of the class, go on. 10 out of 10, sir. Rah, 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 what a brilliant all-working brain box, to be sure.
Oh, I don't know.
I really thought that...
Well, if you really like the idea, I should...
Like it? Like it? My gosh, he's completely flabbered, sir.
Of course, there is one slight snack.
What is the snack?
Well, not what might call serious, sir, but you know the cost of smoking appurtenances today, sir. Well, a pipe for the padre is so obviously the ideal gift, sir. However, as the one entrusted with the purchases of your quite brilliant suggestion, I find myself in the embarrassing position of having not quite collected enough to,
How much?
15 bob, and here's the official 10, pop it in there.
I never stood a chance, did I?
None at all, sir. None at all. Most generous, sir. See you in the old woman Thursday, sir. Best pip and tucker, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Murray, sir. Mr. Pritchard, is it all right to, He's not...
No, it's all right, Chief. The padre isn't here. You can speak freely. He was in the wardroom earlier, but he's gone to do his rounds again.
Lovely, lovely. Just thought you might like to have a quick butcher's and his birthday gift.
His what?
His gift.
Yummy. You don't mean you actually bought a present for the padre with that money? I thought that would be an incredible number of pints inside Pertwee by now.
Mr. Phillips, sir, that hurt.
E-R-T-Ert. As if I get sticky fingers with the Padre's purse.
Yes, well, never mind that. Let's see what you bought.
Well, here we are, sir. Here we are. Look at that, sir. One gent's natty pipe of 100% top old first-class quality and genuine briar. And as there was a bit left over, I also got him an ounce of his favourite tobacco for starters.
Oh, that's just the job. He'll be thrilled to bits with that. Congratulations, Pertwee. We'll give it to him as a surprise tomorrow night at the party.
Wrap it up again, Pertwee, just in case he pops back from rounds early.
Oh, well, sir. Do you want to keep it, sir, or shall I?
Perhaps you'd better. He might come across it up here.
We're delighted, and so will the party be tomorrow night. It's just what he wants.
Oh, hello, you chaps. Having another farewell?
No, just...
Exactly.
Me too.
Oh, what fun. Well, chap, how do I look, eh? I must say, I feel tons better.
I didn't know you'd felt ill, Padre.
Oh, no, I haven't, but this is the seventh day number 7.
Oh, is it? What of?
Since I gave up smoking, of course.
He's done it deliberately. Yes, it's deliberate.
Be quiet, Pertwee.
It is deliberate.
Do you think you'll ever start smoking again, Padre?
I hope. Like tomorrow?
Oh, I doubt it, old man. Padre's purse can't afford it. Anyhow, sorry to disturb you, but I just popped in to see if I'd left my local paper here.
No, it's not here.
Oh, in that case, it must be in my retreat. I mean, my cabin. Goodbye.
Now, what the...
It's all right, he's gone.
The hell do we do?
Back to the drawing board and think again. You just had to take that pipe back and change it for something else.
That is not going to be easy in a tobacconist. When it's for someone who's given up smoking, sir.
Don't they sell anything else?
Well, they sell books.
Then that's what it'll have to be. We'll leave it to you, Pertwee. Get something suitable.
Aye, aye, sir. And lumber the gains.
See you in here at this time tomorrow. Come in.
Good morning, gents, both.
Good morning, Pertwee.
Yes,
you can. Yes, he's gone on his rounds again.
Lovely, lovely. I hope you'll approve of my choice, sir. I managed to change the pipe for a book.
Good man. Where is it?
Right here, sir.
Let's see. Graham Walks Round Canterbury by the Reverend Ignatius Golightly.
Oh,
yes, splendid.
Yeah, there is a sequel, sir. Grand Drives Round Canterbury.
Presumably the Reverend Ignatius Golightly got tired tootsies.
Probably. Wrap it up again, Chief, just in case our birthday boy comes back.
I will certainly get the bedtime edition of Girls, Giggles and Garters. Come to think of it, I wish he had.
Hello, you girl.
Oh, happy birthday, Padre.
Oh.
Your new archive.
Happy birthday, Padre.
Yeah, many happies, I'm sure, sir.
And we better tell you now that we're holding a party here in the wardroom for you tonight.
Oh, gracious me. You really shouldn't have. Gosh, what a day I'm having. I've had one car in the past already.
Just one car?
Yes, and a present.
A present?
Yes, my maiden aunt. Stout lady underneath it all, no doubt, sent me this splendid book called Grand Walks Round Canterbury.
Why, the Reverend Ignatius asked you lightly.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But it's ridiculous. But never know that.
Go shopping.
Oh, sir. But what for, sir?
Oh, well, something, just something suitable, Chief. We'll leave the details to you. Just get something.
Here, yeah, Lambert, as usual, Lambert.
Make sure you're back in time for the party tonight, won't you, Pertwee?
Rather. Do attend, won't you, Chief?
Oh, he'll be here, Padre. He'll be on duty, serving refreshments. It's all organized.
How gay. Sounds as if it's going to be a lovely do.
Lovely do.
Hervey, where are you?
I'm here, Ramona, my love.
Then come here at once. I know you at social gatherings. You chat up birds and tweak waitresses.
I do nothing of the sort. In any case, there aren't any waitresses here, my love.
Trust you to have spotted that.
I haven't. It's merely that...
Right. Now, who's important and where are they, so I know which way to smile gracefully.
Oh, well, there's the Admiral over there.
He'll do. Done. He's had his scintillating Ramona smile for one evening. Who's next?
I don't think there's anybody else.
Good evening, Captain Povey. Mrs. Povey, nice to see you here. Mr. Murray insisted I said that.
Henry, this blonde one, does he rate her Ramona gaze?
It's Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, my love.
Oh, well, he can go for a start. I'm not wasting my new national health set on him.
Can I get you something to drink, Mrs. Povey? Like carbolic? gin or vermouth or scotch or...
Young man, alcohol never touches my lips.
You mean you knock it straight back?
I would like a non-alcoholic grapefruit juice.
And I'd like a large...
And Captain Perry would like a grapefruit juice as well.
Oh, yes, yes, I would. Delicious.
Leave it to me, sir. I'll bung a gin in it, so don't get the glasses mixed up or she'll smell it.
Goodness.
I'm stuffed or unstuffed. Stuffed or unstuffed, the lady won't mind. Who wants a sausage roll and a tiny, tiny pole? Get your odd bits of nonsense on Tuesday off. Shoved around the gate tomorrow. With any lady or gent who's not getting his ice cream, grab a plateful. Because it's all running away. Olives. They're lovely. Olives. Stop me and buy one. Crisps.
Thank
me. Who wants a lump of dead fish or a dollop of brown bread? Hello, Mr. Murray, sir. Something up?
Yes, something is. You're supposed to be moving among the guests, offering them refreshments, not conducting an auction.
Oh, well, the grub's not going, sir.
With your descriptions of it, I'm not surprised. Now, did you manage to get a present for the padre all right?
Oh, yes, all taken care of, sir. Oh, I had to do a heck of a lot of haggling, but all is well, sir.
What did you get him?
Well, sir, I took the book back, and fortunately, I discovered they also had a department that sold...
Good evening, Molly. Who wants to check his chocolate on a thing that looks like a tiny, tiny cucumber? Molly. Molly. Well, number one, I must say that one is slightly overcome by this splendid do in one's honor.
No, not at all, Padre. We've thoroughly enjoyed organizing it.
And you might have organized it blasted better. Murray, I'm thirsty. I haven't had so much as a smell of the cork up to now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Admiral. Let me get you a drink.
Let you? I insist. Where's this idiot whose birthday it is?
Oh, that's me, Admiral.
Where is it? Well, don't let it happen again.
So kind of you to have called, Admiral.
Called? Been yelling me blasted head off for half an hour. I still haven't got a blasted drink. However old are you, anyway?
I'm not.
Are you really? Well, some of us wear better than others, of course. I say you don't look it, but then the light's none too good in here.
Thanks awfully, Admiral, I think.
Not at all. Keep up the good work. Well, I suppose in your case you have to, don't you? Now, where's Murray with my noggin?
Right here, sir. Excuse me a moment, Padre. I just wanted a private word with the Admiral.
Oh, by all means, help yourself. I'll shove off.
Well, now, what are you on about, number one? And while you're at it, I'll have another one of those, but make it a large one this time.
Yes, certainly, sir. I wondered if you'd be so kind as to present the Padre with the present from the wardroom, sir.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Tell him to be in my office at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
No, I meant now, sir.
Oh, fair enough. Save me getting up. Oh, where is it?
I'll get it for you, sir. Run the chicken off for the cheese straws before the night, Nickum. Olive!
Hurt me!
Yes, Olive? I mean, yes, sir.
But where's the Padre's present?
Right here, sir. It's in me pocket. Go and help yourself, sir. Help yourself if I try. I'll drop the tray and you'll end up with a boot full of olives. Please, olives. Go on, help yourself.
Here you are, Abel. This is it. Whatever it is.
All right, leave this to me. Oi, you lot. Shut your bun holes a minute. I'm the Admiral. I want to chat you all up. That's better. Oi, Padre, where are you?
Oh, hi, Admiral.
Well, then stay there. I've got to talk to you. On behalf of HMS Troutbridge and Friends, it gives me great pleasure, and it would have given me even greater pleasure if some idiot had filled me blasted glass, to present you with this magnificent, whatever it is.
How kind.
I wonder what it is, sir. Do you know?
No. I'm just standing here with my fingers crossed and hoping he hasn't got one.
You don't think it's a bound volume of girls' giggles and garlands, do you? If it is, perhaps I could borrow it.
Damn, boy. Wait until the Padre unwraps it.
Oh, how terribly useful. A silk tie.
Weren't we, you stupid, great...
Of all the potty...
Oh, it never occurred to me until now, sir. I'd forgotten he wears his collar back to front.
No, I'm absolutely delighted. It'll be terribly handy for keeping one's white flannels up when one is playing cricket all round us.
It was all a bit of a rush, sir. I'm sure the Padre can exchange it for something.
Dear. I'm extremely touched. I wouldn't part with it for anything. Drink up, chaps. In moderation, of course. The next round is on me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Padre. Happy birthday to you.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips and Stephen Murray presented The Padre and the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Stephen Murray was the number one. Captain Pertwee was played by Richard Cordicott. Mrs. Pertwee was Heather Chasen. The Admiral was Daniel Evans. And the Padre was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.